tuning in to my podcast again. This is episode 4. Welcome to the Winner Circle. Today's podcast, I want to talk about accountability partners. So that is a bit of a tongue twister in a sense to say over and over and over again. So I will refer to accountability partner as AP throughout this podcast. But just initially, I'll say it full out. An accountability partner is a person who coaches another person in terms of helping the other person keep a commitment. The term is a neologism and has gained relatively wide use since the 1990s. This definition is right from Google, and they sourced it right from Wikipedia. Pretty much the role of the AP is to hold you accountable on the action items to help you get towards a particular goal that you set in place. The AP is more like a mentor and like a coach, not necessarily a teammate where they're working with you to get your goal done. It's just more of like an eye outside the box, kind of watching you as you move along and navigate the steps to achieve your goals. So they're kind of indirectly helping you achieve your goal, but still there in a sense, but not directly helping you achieve your goal in a sense, if you understand what I'm saying. Typically the AP will let you know when you are falling off track, and kind of just nudge you and say like, hey, you're not doing X, Y, and Z, maybe you should be doing that. Or they'll encourage you if you are staying on track and say, hey, keep it up, what do you think the next step is, type of thing. Or it's just someone, if you want to keep it simple, we'll just check in with you every other day, every 2 days. Like, hey, remember, you have this goal. Did you do X, Y, and Z today to get to it? You know, did you do your action item to kind of make progress to that goal that you're trying to achieve? And there are different scenarios where people might want an AP. APs are usually something people are interested in when they are starting a new venture in their lives, where they're navigating a new journey in their life. So if somebody is into, we'll say, like banking professionally for their 9-to-5 job to earn an income, they may want an AP if they decide, you know, outside of work on their personal time, they want to start their own business. So they may want an AP to say, hey, I think I want to do this. What steps do you think I need to take? Can you kind of help me with that? Or can you kind of keep me on track? You know, I'll do the legwork and everything, but can you just make sure that I don't get sidetracked or distracted with daily life and a whole bunch of other things that would deter me from my goal? So that's kind of what the AP is. And if anyone does have an AP, it's usually just one. It can be more. And I guess that's varied depending on the goals that someone is trying to achieve. So for example, if you are into health and fitness and working out and all those types of things, you may have one or two accountability partners. Or if you, same thing, if you are on a sports team, you might have a couple of APs as well. Someone to check in with you and say, hey, did you eat this? Did you not eat that? Did you work out at the gym today? What did you work out specifically? We're going to focus on X, Y, and Z today. Those different things and things of that nature. Other scenarios where you might want an AP is what I had just described before about the person who works for banking full time, but they want to kind of get their feet wet in a whole other aspect of an income, earning an income for themselves. Or some other people may have an AP in terms of, if you know, personal growth. If they feel like, you know, they're just in a situation and they really want to grow and evolve as an individual, they may have an AP and say like, hey, I'm just checking in. Did you read, you know, an inspirational book this week? Or did you listen to an audiobook? Or, you know, did you watch a video or something motivative or inspirational? Did you feed that part of your interest? Are you feeding what's going to help you get your goal achieved? So that's pretty much what the AP is for, to just kind of guide you and help you, keep you on track and stay positive with you and just help you work through anything you're trying to go towards. A lot of people, you know, may feel like, oh, I don't need an AP, I know what I'm doing, and that kind of thing, which is great. You probably don't. But some people do. Some people do need like that extra, just something in the background to kind of help them stay on track. It's very easy to get distracted with everyday life and everyday responsibilities, especially if you work a full-time job and then to come home and then have to deal with, you know, whatever you deal with at home, but then also to deal with, you know, a personal endeavor that you're working on, just getting that energy together. So APs are helpful for whoever is interested in having one. It's not a necessity, but it is something that more people are becoming aware of. And it's great for relationships and establishing relationships or growing a relationship or strengthening a relationship. Like I said, an AP could be a friend of yours, and, you know, that friend knowing your personal goals now, what you're working towards, can just bring you guys closer in your friendship. So there's a lot of benefits to an AP, aside from helping them, you know, having them help you achieve your goals, but it's just strengthening that relationship or bond with that individual as well. And of course, your AP, you would want them to be relatable to you and knowledgeable in whatever your interest is of whatever you're trying to achieve. A few people have asked me to be their APs, and, you know, it's kind of like, oh, okay, no problem. But I won't do too many, maybe like one person. But speaking for myself, I do have an AP of my own. It's one of my friends, and it's not necessarily an everyday check-in, but it's something that's about, you know, a week or two, or, you know, a week and a half, a check-in, like, hey, what's going on? Are you working on this? Don't forget about this. And, you know, those type of different things. So that's just my bit of information on the AP. Your AP is just pretty much your support. And so if you don't have one, you should get one, especially if you're working on a new venture or a new endeavor in your life outside of your normal routine. But that's all I have for today. So I tried to keep it short and informative. I hope you got something out of it. And until next time.